As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times, Kim Stevens joining us on the phone this morning with Frankfort Main Street. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right.
How's Kim doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Okay. How is reopening going for our downtown area?
I think it's going pretty well. Things have been pretty successful so far for our businesses. You know, some of them are opening very slowly. Obviously, all of them have new policies regarding, you know, how you can come in and shop and or, you know, partake in the services. So it's going pretty well, though. Pretty smooth so far.
Has there been any one or two things of a new policy that you can talk about that's been real consistent with each one of them?
I believe that, you know, we've been on calls weekly, sometimes several times a week with our merchants talking about what they need to have and need to have posted. And so I think that everyone has a pretty clear understanding of what those policies needed to be. So the majority of them are choosing to ask people to wear masks, inside the stores as well as them wearing a mask, them and their employees. So I think that's probably one of the things that you're going to see pretty consistently. You know, a lot of the salons and barbershops, they are taking temperatures of their customers before they come in, and they probably have the strictest policy besides the restaurants at the moment. But I think that's what you're going to see. It's going to be different for a little while.
Okay, I've asked several people this question. I'll ask you the same thing. What if, you know, a mask is mandatory and you don't have one and you want to go to that business? Who gets hurt the most, the business or the individual?
Well, first of all, it is on their window. So as a customer going in, we've asked the merchants to make sure that they have their policies posted clearly where you can see them easily when you go in.
Okay.
So we did have a situation where someone wanted to go into a storefront. They read the sign, but opened the door and, you know, pointed to their face and said, "I don't have a mask." And what the store owner said, you know, "Let me see if I have something." Either they can provide it if they're available to them, or the customer then has to decide whether or not they want to continue. Unfortunately, this person said, "You know what? I saw it on your sign. I don't have anything. If you don't have anything, I'll just come back in a little while." And they did. So, you know, it's just having them be able to acknowledge that, you know, that this is going to be the new norm for a little while.
Okay, then, and
with the businesses being consistent to enforce that.
Okay, then I'm just going to say this is that in my mind there should be a place that it will be ready to step up in this community where you can go get masks so you can go to these places, and we don't have that yet.
Well, actually, I just shared with the merchants, the state has a marketplace where businesses can go online and register, and the state will send you so many masks, so much sanitizer and that kind of stuff. So, there is a place where they can get that. And then if they can find them through their suppliers, then they can have them available for you, either to purchase or to give you.
Okay, because that's been a problem throughout this thing, and I've asked, you know, several people, you know, if we have to have protective equipment or if masks, and both those become mandatory, what are we going to do? Because we know there's not enough around for the state. We all know that.
Right. So, Frankfort Main Street started some Facebook groups for each individual type of business so that they can go on and share those, you know, like they can share where they found the sanitizer, where they found the mask. So, you know, as soon as we know where something is available, we do try to get that out to as many people as we can. So,
how have our small businesses come out of this so far?
It's been rough. You know, I think this past week, towards the end of the week, is the first that any of them have received any unemployment whatsoever. So for 7 weeks or 8 weeks, however long it's been now, you know, they have gone without any kind of pay because obviously without the store being open, You know, we did have some emergency relief loans that were available through the RDC, that 20 businesses in Clinton County, or in Frankfort, I'm sorry, received, and they should be getting their second payment towards the end of this month for that relief loan. So that was very helpful. That was kind of a lifesaver for several of our businesses as far as being able to, you know, pay some things that they knew that were coming up or to be able to get ready to open back up. So I think they weathered fairly well. It'll be a test to see how business returns. So it's going to be rough for them for a little while.
Okay. What advice would you give everybody? I mean, not only you've already given advice for the business. What advice would you give the public about wanting to go shop at these places?
One, to understand that all of the businesses have been working on a return to work plan, and the first thing that we focus on is protecting the public health. So, you know, as the businesses have worked hard to prepare for that, to keep not only their customers safe, but them and their families safe, just remember that there is a family on the other side of that door, so that as you go in, as much as they're doing to try to protect you, please be respectful of them and, you know, reciprocate with that. The other thing is, you know, business is going to be a little different. So we're going to, one of the things that we're focusing on as a small business is learning how to maybe develop different distribution channels. How do we get our business out to people who may not feel comfortable coming in yet, and may not for a while? So, you know, as a community, we're learning together how to do things a little differently. And so I would just ask that you stay posted on our Facebook pages. You know, we'll try to keep everybody up to date on that. And be patient with the businesses, because it's going to be different for everyone.
Okay. Kim Stevens, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
All right. Frankfort Main Street, Kim Stevens with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times.